We shall sing hymn 117. During the hymn, we shall carry a collect, hold a collection unto the benefit of the work of the kingdom of God. Esko Saski Lahti shall be serving next from Ulivieska. Hymn 117. Thank you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, we shall continue our services. I shall read the Word of God from the book of Revelation, chapter 21, verses 2 and 3, in Jesus' name. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And heard a great voice out of the heaven, saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, and be their God. Amen. This text speaks of a city, of its dwellers, citizens, and the relationship between God onto this city as well as its dwellers. This relates the peculiarities of this city and the dwellers. The first is this, that this city is holy. Holy means separated and above all it means it's separated unto God. Another peculiarity to this is relates the founding reason why it is holy. It is said that God has founded this city. It is not a city made by man, but God has founded this city. And God is holy. Then also this city which he has founded is also holy. And then it says of this city that it came down from heaven here upon earth. And it said it was in the midst of people. Again, this city or peculiarity of this city is that it's beautiful, very beautiful. It is pictured that it is so beautiful as a bride adorned for her husband. And yet, one other thing that is said of this city, that it is a tabernacle of God, or the dwelling place of God, and that God dwells in this city. Such was the pictures of the city, and we could say it is an affecting and a mighty image or vision of this city. But if this picture is mighty and affecting, and also the vision or picture of the dwellers of the city are mighty, and first thing it says of this city is that God lives with his people. The other peculiarity is that they shall come as his people. And it's notable is this, that these two matters are related again and emphasized, that God himself lives with them, and God himself is their God. The relationship between God and the dwellers of the city is quite close and continuing, as in this picture, that God lives with them, and that they shall become his people. We could also say of this picture, of this relationship, that it is a concrete and an unwavering, when it is pictured in this way, that God himself is their God. I could ask, where does this type of city, where is this kind of city, and when does it come to this upon this earth, as it says in this text? The people of Jesus' time asked the same question of Jesus, and Jesus answered them. He says, firstly says, you cannot see it with your eyes, and you cannot observe its coming, and we can say that we cannot say that it is here, it is there, or over there. Then he says that place, it is in your midst. Here in this text, it is related that it was in the midst of people, but the picture of Jesus brings people and the listener closer together. It says, in your midst, that here it is, here upon this earth, it is close or near to man, so close that people can see it or reach it. It is not anywhere far away or in some unknown place, that it is in some future time, but it is already here upon this earth. When they ask that when shall it come upon earth, Jesus says that it is here already and it is in your midst. And this message is always in the Word of God, is the most central, that the word of the kingdom of God is near, that it is in the midst of people and it is reachable to people. Jesus proclaimed this, that now the kingdom of God has come nigh, repent and believe the gospel. We could then ask that when it says here, they shall come as people, that how could we become, or how do we come to be the people of God as his own, as the language of this text, that how do we become members of this city, or dwellers of this city, citizens of this city? In the Revelations, in the next chapter, it is said that blessed are they who have washed their robes. They shall will be able to eat from the tree of life, and they shall receive or be able to go into the city through the gates. Such whom have washed their robes or garments. This is a clear picture that is taught in the kingdom of God, that a person comes into the kingdom of God when he receives the grace of repentance, believes his sins forgiven. He becomes part of the Lord Jesus Christ and the tree of life, and can eat of the tree of life and eat the bread of life. But then, when it is said that they will come in to this city, and you can go through the gates into the city, and it is said that they are blessed, those who are able to get in or can get in. Salvation words means perfection, a condition of fortune, where one a person can be in unity with God. Such blessed are these people that live in the city. They are called blessed. Now the dwellers, or the citizens, they are God's own. And so also, during the time of Jesus, the disciples were Jesus' own. And Jesus, once questioning, as if assuring and emphasizing this point when he asked from his disciples, that who do people say that I am, the man, Son of Man? And they related. Some said John. Some said Elijah, Jeremiah. Some said other prophet. Jesus then asks the disciples, that who do you say that I am? We remember Peter answered unto this, that you are Christ, the Son of the living God. This was the confession of Peter's faith. He said, when he says that you are Christ, there Peter said that you are the Christ, of which the prophets of the Old Testament and of the laws and the prophets are proclaimed, when at the same time you said you are Christ, at the same times he says that you are Christ, the cornerstone of the congregation, and he says that there is no other foundation laid than that is laid, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. And when he said in this way that you are Christ, the Son of the living God, he also said that you are the Son of God. You are God. My God, as the motto for our services says, as Thomas said, that my Lord, my God. In this way, Peter confessed his faith. And unto this, the Lord Jesus answered. He said that, blessed are you, Peter, Simon, the son of Jonah. The flesh and blood did not reveal this unto you, but my Father, which is in heaven. Jesus said, or answered, you are blessed. As previously I mentioned or remembered this, what blessed means. You are God's own. You are a child of God, Peter. And what he said, that your mind did not say this to you or reveal this to you, but my Father, who speaks through his Spirit, he said that you, Peter, have the Spirit of God. You are God's own, whom has the Spirit of God. There was fulfilled this which where in the text relates, that they shall become his people, and God shall be their God. And Jesus says that unto this foundation shall I found my congregation, upon this foundation, which foundation is Christ, and unto this faith, which foundation is Christ, unto this foundation I shall found my congregation. This city and these peoples and the relationship between God and these people is so close. It is without seam, as the Lord Jesus oftentimes said in this way, I am in the Father and the Father is in me, and to the disciples that I am you and you in me. Such unity God and these people have. And unto these own, the Lord Jesus gave this duty to continue his work here upon this earth. And he says that go into all the world and preach repentance and the forgiveness of sins in his name. And he, as if to emphasize this and or clarify this, that how it should happen, that whosoever sins you forgive, they shall be forgiven, and whosoever sins you retain, they shall be retained. They shall not receive the forgiveness of sins. This is the grace order of God. The grace of God and will and work of God is related quite briefly in a Bible portion, which is called the small gospel, that God has loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten Son, so that anyone who believeth upon him shall not perish, but shall have or receive everlasting life. And this read portion of God's word, perfected with those borrowed words, relates briefly and clearly how God has brings it, this work and grace message, how he brings it to his people, that God has set upon this earth his kingdom where he himself dwells, where people have the possibility to receive the grace to believe their sins forgiven and come as his own, and as sin is his own, live here this time, and as long as they live here, and after this time, after this, they can live ever forever with God in heaven. Then there was one peculiarity of this city, that it was beautiful, and to the picture of this beauty, a bride is taken. Why a bride? Why is it that a bride is so, we could say, especially beautiful? Are they not just a regular person in this everyday life? When they come to their own wedding, she looks especially beautiful. Is not the most central message is this, that upon her is a beautiful white wedding garment, which is prepared from white, pure white linen, which has been protected before the wedding in all ways, that no tarnish or dirt or dust would come onto it. We know in this white, bright garment, even the smallest tarnish will be seen. And it's, if so happens, if a small dirt or even a dust before the wedding comes onto that garment, it'll be wiped away and it will be cleansed. Now, one of us would want to go into our own wedding with a dirty garment, but that garment would be clean. This white wedding garment, it is a picture of the Bible and means this, the righteousness of Christ. When he has paid our sin debt, and when by faith a person receives it, and when the sins are taken from man, before God, after this, God, before the eyes of God, he is so clean, as if upon him would be this such a wedding, bright wedding garment. And now, when all the dwellers of this city have this white garment, here comes the entire picture of this city. For this reason, this city is so clean and white and bright, because all the members of this city have this wedding garment, white wedding garment on. It is as if in the new translation it said it has been adorned in their festive garment. And which brightness and cleanliness is the righteousness of Christ. And the same picture in the book of Revelations a little earlier, when unto John is showed in a vision the flock group of people going to heaven, who go to heaven, and there is asked that who are these people who are who have reached heaven. What kind of people are those who have reached heaven? That how have they lived their life here upon this earth so that they have been reached that they have reached heaven? They had two signs. One sign was this, that all had a long white garment on. They all had this white wedding garment on. That was the first sign. The other was that they have washed their garments in and brightened them in the blood of the Lamb. We see that the picture of the dwellers of the city, or the people of the city, and that picture, which is the picture of those going to heaven, are the same. And it relates to us that the livers of dwellers of the city are traveling towards heaven. It is that group which is going to traveling towards the heavenly home, the glory in heaven. And when this city is upon this earth and its dwellers or people are a group that are traveling towards heaven, upon whom have their wedding garment upon them, and who believe, we opens unto us such a vision that God is guiding us towards our home, and we can joyfully and comfortedly travel, that if we remain with this group and along with this group or people we endeavor, we shall once reach the glory of heaven. We do not need to go, and we do not need to endeavor with our own strength, but the power of God is our strength. The children of God around us, they are they're helping us and supporting us. And may God allow it to happen, that we would have such a mind that we would see in this, the brother and sister, those familiar people, the brothers and sisters, that we would see such a white-robed traveler who is traveling towards heaven, and that we would travel supporting one another. This we ask from God. But this flock or group, this people that are traveling towards heaven, it is not a concealed unit, but it is an open unity or unit. The summer services are a good example of this. How much work has been done on behalf of this, that, and the preparation that the people would have the possibility to come and hear the Word of God, and it comes as if physically close and near. How much work is done so that every year these are held in different localities. Even though if it would be more technically feasible than if it was in one place, but it is not seen. But it is seen that it is such a great mission opportunity that we hold them in different parts of the world, which of the country, which brings the people closer to hear the word of God. How much work has been done that rate the week that people can listen to, millions of people can listen to this through the radio. How much work and time and money have been used so that it goes through the internet around the world, so throughout the entire world is able, one can is able to hear the word of God, and people can listen to it and receive this message and believe it. How much work is done weekly, that services are arranged in different parts of the country, and people are called to the hearing of the word of God here in our homeland. And many times we rise, go into the airplane and go into different parts of the world, went to Europe, went to Africa, South America, North America, and also from there to different countries, that it would be heard by man, that throughout the entire world, wherever there is a receiving faith, wherever there is people who seek or long for God. And even though this area is so great, we can comfortingly do it because God guides us. God sees into the hearts of people where there are these longing people, those people that are seeking for God and the peace of God. We do not know this, but God knows, and He guides His word always there. And we have seen that in this way, the work of God goes onward. But it is meant unto all people. The command of Jesus was that throughout the entire world unto all people is offered unto all people. And so it is offered even today at these summer services. From each sermon which has been offered, even to you who experience that you are not a dweller of this city or a person of this city, but you feel yourself sinful and before God, and you have a longing towards God, that you have a longing as if a desire from arising from your heart that I, after this life, I can keep my everlasting life with God in heaven. Even they are calling you from heaven, even now. And if you wish to believe, you can believe. All sins forgiven. In Jesus' name and precious atonement blood. And to mind arises, I would wish to say unto you whom have traveled out the gate of this city, or are at the gate of this city, that which way should I go? And you experience that if you are outside, that you are in a unfamiliar surroundings, that you are alone, you are without comfort, you long for the home of the Father, where you experience peace and peace and joy, and you long for that. Listen. The mind of the Father is the same as it was unto the prodigal son. Remember how the prodigal son lost his inheritance when he was distressed there and thought that he would die of hunger. He remembered that at the home of my father they had plenty, and he decided to return, and he thought the words, even what he was going to say to his father when he meet him, that I am not acceptable to be called thy son, your son, but make me as one of your servants. But you remember how the father, mind of the father, was that when he saw him afar, he ran to him and embraced him and took him so dearly in his arms. And this son remembered what he wished to say, that I am not acceptable as to be thy son, but make me as one of thy servants. We remember that he did not even hear this portion, that we shall make a festival and put the best garment upon him and begin the festival, and a ring upon his finger. This is the mind of the Father, and the people, the mind of the people of the city towards you. The house and home of the Father is open, and we long for you. We shall receive you in love. Even now, if you experience that you would wish to come to the children of God and into this kingdom again, be of comforted mind. You can believe all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atonement blood. And unto you, child of God, when these services are ending soon, as I would wish to encourage you to uplift your gaze, if it has turned down, and if you has turned to your heart and your own sinfulness and weakness, you can uplift your gaze and onward to look upon that destination unto what we are believing for, the glory of heaven. At these, when we leave from these services, we shall be refreshed. And when in our everyday life, our gaze turns to ourselves as a remember or reminder of these services, that our gaze is towards heaven, that it would be carrying us there in our everyday life, uplifting us and encouraging us to endeavor in faith. When we live in this time beneath many pressures beneath many battles, that it would be uplifting us, and that why we are believing, uplifting our gaze from ourselves and from the world around us, to look upon our destination. This living hope in heaven would be strengthened, and we would be encouraged and refreshed. For this reason, I wish, as a work servant, to uplift. It is a purpose of the Word of God, always to uplift and encourage. That encourages to believe. Be encouraged to believe. All sins and temptations forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atonement blood. In Jesus' name and blood. In Jesus' name and blood. Jesus' name and blood. Believe, dear children of God, beloved. All sins and travel faults forgiven. In Jesus' name and blood. In Jesus' name and blood. All sins are forgiven. We can be of the good care of God in this city, where God dwells with us, and He is our mighty comfort. That we need not look at our own weakness or our own strength, but we receive the strength of God and the power of God, which have brought the former saints unto the end. The power of God shall bring us once to the home of heaven. In Jesus' name, all sins are forgiven. We can trust, comforting, remain believing. My destination, that I would wish to make it to heaven, that can I believe as well? His name and blood, sins are forgiven. So I wish to believe along with you. We shall remain comforting under the grace word of God. In Jesus' name, amen.